It actually started along the riverbanks by the Covington-Cincinnati Suspension Bridge Committee back in 04. They were just trying to educate some people about this iconic landmark that crosses the Ohio River that we have here. And 4 years ago, we joined forces, more or less, with the Roebling Point Business Association and the City of Covington. And we joined together trying to make it bigger, bring more attention to that neat little area located in Covington.
And where exactly in Covington Riverfront area or near Riverfront area will the Roebling Fest take place?
Well, Roebling Fest will take place this Saturday starting at noon, and we'll go until 10 o'clock that night. It's located there at Park and Court Street in Covington, just a block away from the bridge approach of the Roebling Bridge. So we have that beautiful bridge in the background and a lot going on during the festival. This year we're very lucky to have Mercedes-Benz of Fort Mitchell to be our presenting sponsor, and they're bringing a lot of neat ideas and things to Roebling Fest. They're going to have a Mercedes-Benz Car Club, and they're going to be parading throughout the streets of Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati and crossing over the bridge, trying to get people to follow them to Roebling Fest, and people will be able to look at their cars at a car show. That's one of the neat things that we have going on. Of course, history is the main focus. There are tons of tours that people can do, learn about the bridge, about Riverside Drive, about the mural wall there in Covington. We have Beringer Crawford Museum, the Kenton County Library. We also have vintage dancers that will be dancing in the streets, sort of doing some period-type dancing. Then we also have awesome foods from a lot of the restaurants, Keystone Barn Grill, Blinkers, and Molly Malone's, and along with a few other vendors that will be having all kinds of foods for everybody's palates. Some local beers will be there, a lot of kid activities. The Kentucky History Mobile will be in town. There's just a day filled with history, music, food, and just a lot of fun times for that area.
Is there a charge of any kind for people to attend the festival?
No, it's a free event. We're also going to have free parking in all the Midtown garages there at 5th and Scott Streets.
Although admission to the Roebling Fest is free, pedestrians who cross the Roebling Bridge during this Saturday's festival will be asked to pay a strictly voluntary toll. The money will help fund upgraded decorative lighting on the historic span. Roebling Fest begins at noon and ends at 10 p.m. I'm Steve Hirschberg.